It takes 10 minutes less to get there. You could have been here until 10 minutes now. Somebody has now money in Yerushalayim, and that money he needs for other things. He can't use it now. No, he has more to make the shame. No, he needs them for other things, not for the things that you're allowed to use Meister Shem, right? So what does he do? Omer l'chaveiro, hare ha-ma'ot ha-elu v'chulalin al perotecha. He can go ahead, be mechalal the most, instead of purchasing the most, take off the kedusha, put it on the other guy's payroll, so that guy eats those peros as if they are meiser sheni. In other words, now he has to be careful to eat the tyra. And now the other guy has more to the court.
Does the guy with the money have to eat the peros?
No.
It's
meiser sheni. Go on. What? Huh? Like, I'll give it to you for no bechino.
Oh.
No, that was because it shouldn't look like I'm paying you for the transportation.
So this is just giving
your right to the lunch and eating to. So he eats at the time, and I have the right to use my mouth for what I want. The loyomar kasla amaret. Be careful not to do such a thing with an Amoris who we don't trust to eat the prayer of the Torah. Unless you're talking about Demai. And there, by Demai, they were Makel, even regarding an Amoris. Peros b'Yerushalayim, umos b'Medina. And how about now, the Peros are in Yerushalayim, but the Mos are here, outside of Yerushalayim. He needs the Mos. Omer, hare ha-Mos ha-Hein, mekulalim ha-Peros ha-Lol. You can still say that even though they're in two different places, that's not a problem for us. As long as over here you have the payload in Yerushalayim, what's the problem? The payload will be eaten okay. But if the most are Yerushalayim and the payload are the Medina, what then? Well, you can still say, if you're able to actually bring up those very pears themselves to Yerushalayim and eat it, fine. But you're not going to be able to be poda those pears on something else because this is already nikach to get the maizer as opposed to the actual maizer sheni. And therefore, you can't be machalo on pears on money on nikach to get the maizer. So those pears themselves need to be brought up to Yerushalayim. Ma'ot nichmasot Yerushalayim v'yotzot. Now, law is that having once brought Peros into Yerushalayim, so we have kibbutz mechitzos, you can't take them out again. But money is not, since you can't eat the money, you can take the money out of Yerushalayim again. And the Shimon Meir Amiel says, even to Rotter Nichnasim v'yotzim, he holds that you can also, of course we saw before that what he means is, you can also take it out with Sorach Achim of Yerushalayim. So let's say that it needs to be processed in a factory that's outside of Yerushalayim. You're allowed to take it out in order to bring it back in. Peiro shenigmru malachtan ve'avru betoch Yerushalayim yavzor ma'aser sheni shalayim ve'yaflu b'Yerushalayim. Even if you have peiros that became higher than ma'aser, and take off the ma'aser sheni, and they were in Yerushalayim at that time, I have to take off their Meiser Sheni to be eaten in Yerushalayim, and I cannot be part of them anymore. Why is this? Because there's a Machlokes, Matona Shelohu Mukuhu Mudan. If something that's only to be taken off, it considers it already taken off. If you know it's already taken off, then it's as if the Mechitas were colored. Because if the Hasidus had been taller than the Paris, then there would have been Austria taken out of Jerusalem. If that's the case, I can't be quoted. So he holds, therefore, I must bring back the actual part of Nefesh Sheni and eat it in Jerusalem. I cannot be quoted anymore. But Shalom is Mura Malakta. If, however, things like Salei HaNavim, the Gat, Salei HaNavim, or the Mukta, I'm going to be bringing now the Anavim into the press. I'm going to be bringing the Tainim into the drying house. They were in Yerushalayim, but they weren't completed. And now I'm taking them out of Yerushalayim. What's the difference? They hold even Peros that aren't yet ready to take off the Matanus. It's still considered to be Kamishul and Nidan. They tell them, I mean, no different than any other Peros. Because the fact that they were in Yerushalayim before they were Roy for Maitre Sheni, then how can you say Matanus Shalom? Nonsense. Nobody would ever argue about such an issue if it was Lo Nigmar Malachtan. Why in the world should you not be able to go ahead and to be Podemos? Amman Ephesal Persian Nigmar Malachtan. Shabbat Shalom, the only question over there is whether Peros should nigmar malachim considered to be matanis shalom kumashalom medayim. The hadmai nifnas the yotzei the nifdas. Some demai, meaning tevel of demai, were since it's only midrabbanan they were not machayev this din of matanis shalom. Now we're not talking about the shame of demai, but the tevel of demai. So this halach matanis shalom to mishul hu nidavian, that does not apply to tavol demai. Said the mishnah the lo yomakin lamaret elab demai. You have to be careful not to say such things on hamaret because you can't trust either the tire. Tavol vaday lo vayishen must be vaday. Hamaret, you don't give over my shesheni vaday to hamaret. You cannot be careful to eat it the tire. Today last we saw when we said furthermore the shemay gamliel says you can even take out tires. That's only today last thought we saw lachzor. Each time you can take out what you need to be processed outside of the Yerushalayim, because that's the only way that you're going to be able to eat it for the most effective way possible. When it says in the Mishnah, you have to bring back the Maitre Sheni and you cannot be quoted. So you see that the very fact that it was Nigmar Malachta is already Mechayev and Meister right now, correct? And we call it Matana Shalomo to be Shalom Adami. The problem is that just because something is Nigmar Malachtam does not mean that it's Chayev and Meister. Because the Halakha of Kiva Meister, you need to first bring it into your house. So over here, what are you telling me that because it's Nigmar Malachtam, that that's the only issue? Maybe it wasn't Chayev. I should still be able to eat Achilas Arai for it. So what do you see from here? You see from here that the entire Yerushalayim is viewed as the equivalent of a Chotzer HaMishtameret. And a Chotzer HaMishtameret is considered to be the equivalent of bringing it into the house. That's as if I brought it into my home. To Ma Chotzer HaMishtameret of Chotzer, Af Zot of Chotzer. Just like it's been a feast, I mean, you're a Chai of you to take off your Matanah, and now you can no longer eat it Ba'arai, so to Yerushalayim Machai. Omer Rabbi Yona, is the word Yona is missing? Hatta Omra, this tells me that a kri, shu tavul of Yishon Rama Sheni, in Yitruba Vishum Sheni, loket. L'chora, you see from here, that if you have a pile of tua, and it has in it both, unless it's tavul, you haven't taken out either, my tzrich or my tzrichini, so then you would have a din of Meiser Sheni in it, and even though you didn't take off the Meiser Rishon, because normally I would say like this, each thing I can only take off when the thing before it was taken off. It was Oster, and so I'm not allowed to take off Meiser Sheni or Meiser Rishon. Right. So what are you going to tell me now, that something that's Nigmar Malachtam, I have to take off the Maitre Sheni, and therefore it's Vatan Shalom Kamishum Ramadana. I mean, I can't take off the Maitre Sheni. I can only take off the Maitre Sheni if I took off the Maitre Rishon. So you might think that that means that until you take off the Maitre Rishon, it's not considered to be Vatan Shalom, because it's not the time to take it off. But from our mission, you see that that's not true. Because if that were the case, so then how could anybody hold it for within Yerushalayim with Nigmar Malacha and should say, Perish Nigmar Malacha, the Yisroel of Tan Maitre Rishon, Yerushalayim, etc. And the other thing, so it's from Nigmar Malacha. So what do you see from there? That the fact that in order to take off Maitre Sheni, I still need to take off Maitre Rishon, that's not considered to be Machoser Maitre. It's still not punished for a woman. So if that's the case, it's considered to be Matan Shalom in terms of Akshiva the Yisra. So if I now give you a Hasra, and I say, don't eat that because you're going to be eating something that is Kovel for Maitre Sheni. And I don't mention Kovel in Maitre Rishon. Do you see from here that you would be Loka, and the guy can't say, what kind of stupid Hasra is that? It's not yet Onat HaMasra for Maitre Sheni, because it wasn't yet Tovel for my Sharia. It wasn't yet how do you say it? Meisered. I mean, it wasn't yet Meisered. That's a strange word. Lo mikach ma'atro from the Ma'atzer Rishon. Hey, Rabbi Man, Rabbi Man asked him, Rabbi Man, Bechamai, Omrin, Yachzor, Ma'atzer Shalem, Le'yakel, Be'yushalem. It says over here that according to Beit Shammai, the way, at least the way the Chachamim understood it, the first quote in the Mishnah, is that according to Beit Shammai, even before it was Nigmar Malachim at all, the din is that it's Tofes, correct? Now, by extension of your argument, what does this prove? It proves that according to Beit Shammai, and see, all you say about Tanah Shalom HaKamishum HaDamim, even where it's low Nigmar Malachim, yeah, you should be Chai of Malkus and Tevel Shalom Nigmar Malachim. That's sick. Of course you can't hold that. But by extension of your logic, you're saying, well, that's what Beit Shammai is saying. Esau's name out of Beit Shammai, Loka, would you be able to say such a thing over there? Of course not. That's the whole point. You're allowed to eat Achilas Arai. You're allowed to eat Achilas Arai. Some of you crazy. What do you mean you get Malkus? Ella, what are you going to, what's the logic of Beit Shammai? It's a whole different halacha. Has nothing to do with the din of Tovel Mamish. We have a din that is a special form in terms of the Kalisa of the Mechitzas of Yerushalayim. What the produce is here, even before it was Chayav Bichlal, who's technically be true over here too? Of course, we have a creed, it's a double reach of the Shani. Fine! In terms of Kalisa's Mechitzas, yes. But in terms of Malka, to say that that's considered to be Diaz Vano Maitre, who says? It's completely different halacha. Now we see clearly from Beit Shammai. So it's possible to have a bit of Mephitis Kultos without the ring of the Malka from eating the equivalent Tevel of that thing. But there's the Iroboy. Yifrisha lov shenimi makom acher. Yitzah, or quite the first of Mephitis. How about the Maitre? If you went ahead, you don't need to pull it. What you want to do is, you take off the mic from somewhere else. Brilliant. You have pairs that's outside of Yerushalayim. You never end up taking Maitre Sheni from inside these pairs that themselves were in Yerushalayim. So the whole logic over here was that since a tenth of these pairs, actually a ninth of these pairs, right? I mean, one out of nine, are going to end up being Maitre Sheni, right? So now, if that's the case, it's if they're already Maitre Sheni and it was called the Mishnah. That's what the Mishnah is saying. How about if they never end up being Maitre Sheni? How could that be? I take up Maitre Sheni from somewhere else. That means that these parents themselves that were in Yerushalayim were never destined to be Maitre Sheni. So should I say now that because the parents I took the Maitre Sheni on when Yerushalayim, so much, and therefore I cannot be part of the other parents that have been Yerushalayim? How does this whole thing work? It works because Matanah Shalom HaKamishum HaMadan says if there's a chelak in it that's a Maitre Sheni, yeah? That chelak that's a Maitre Sheni was already called a Mechitzah. But what about if there never is a chelak that's a Maitre Sheni? Why? Because well, might I take off a Maitre Sheni from another thing that's outside of Yerushalayim? I don't have to take it off from here, I take it from anywhere. So what's the halakha over there? So if I took off Maitre Sheni from Makom Acher, so would you say in that case also, that what? that it's nifter now in that other place, and now I can do whatever I want. I can be prodigious, and I can eat this entire thing. Or do we say no? Too late. The sheer of my tashani that would have been taken from it, there's nothing I can do. I can no longer take off my tashani from somewhere else. It's just machises were prelate with my tashani in advance. You know, I never took off my tashani from his voice for my tashani. What's the deal? With Yonavoy, I want to have another question. How about if the entire thing you turned into my tashani for something else? So now, are you going to say that the whole thing now, since the whole thing turns up to be my tashani? So, I'm sure who knows, that's only on the one mind. But now it turns out that actually the whole thing I made into my tashani. So now I say that therefore, since this produce was in Yerushalayim, and it has the potential of all being my tashani, right? I made it my tashani for some other produce. So now this halacha should be true of the entire thing. But I can't be potent if I take it outside Yerushalayim, I have to bring the whole thing back into Yerushalayim. Or do we say, lo nitfas elahachas mi hasarat yesho? Or do we say that, of course, it's only the shear of the Maitre Shani itself? Because it loosely is one tenth, not really, because the Maitre Shani. Okay. So what's the difference? So all of these things are profound indications. I understand that law. Yishalmi always asked it. Yishalmi's interesting question. Not an answer. Good attitude. Even if you Thank you.